USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Taliban just inherited a massive new war chest, complete with U.S.-made Humvees, planes, helicopters, night vision goggles, anti-aircraft weapons, machine guns, and drones. Florida Republican Congressman Brian Mast on Fox News says Biden needs to resign for incompetence.
Now the Taliban being the most well-armed Taliban, we don't know what surface-to-air assets that they're going to be moving thousands of people out via aircraft, right? They're not putting them out on boats. So what capabilities do they now have to shoot those out of the skies? We're moving thousands of out of there. You know, I hope when President Biden comes on TV, he gives us a resignation because he's going to face, let's say, 15,000 to 60,000 counts of endangerment of everybody over there. And, you know, let's call this for what it is. This is probably about day 7 of the Afghanistan hostage crisis.
USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare. And what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Thursday, Tropical Storm Henri, which is nearly a hurricane, is expected to intensify in the coming days. It will threaten New England this weekend. As of 5 a.m. on Friday, the National Hurricane Center said that Henri was a strong tropical storm with sustained winds of 65 miles an hour. Now, that's just 10 miles an hour shy of hurricane force. The center of the storm was located 370 miles south-southeast of Cape Hatteras, North Carolina. As the Biden administration scrambles to fix the, what some are calling, the Afghanistan hostage crisis, our own government has no clue on how many people need to be rescued from Afghanistan. State Department's Ned Price this week.
It is not a tally that we keep in the context of Afghanistan or any other country.
Country superstar Garth Brooks says he has to do his part and canceled his remaining concerts for 2021. The performer said refunds will be offered on approximately 350,000 tickets that were sold for stadium gigs in 5 cities, blaming coronavirus for the cancellations. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Senator Marsha Blackburn, the Republican from Tennessee, on Newsmax TV, weighs in on the debacle that is the Afghanistan withdrawal.
We have been working for months trying to get answers on what is actually happening on the ground and what the plan was going to be. After Joe Biden tossed away the exit strategy that Donald Trump and Mike Pompeo had put in place, and it was conditions-based, and then Biden decides he wants to work off of a date on the calendar. And, you know, we have American citizens there. We have Tennesseans there. We have those that have supported our men and women in uniform. And what we have tried to do is get answers and to figure out what the strategy is going to be.
On Thursday, the senator demanded to know why the nation's first female vice president isn't defending the women and girls who are in grave danger from Taliban rule.
Where is she defending women and girls, standing up for human rights, standing up for these women and girls who we know they're going to be pushed into sex slavery? We know that they are going to be brutalized. We know the women who have worked with us, with our U.S. Secretary of State's program for women and girls. These are women that are going to be murdered. They're going to be have to hide in houses because the Taliban has said they are going to eliminate them.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.